Fireworks are a staple of 4th of July celebrations, but one state organization is worried about the sparks that will start flying in backyard pyrotechnics displays this weekend. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
More fires are reported on July 4th than any other day of the year, according to the Firemen's Association of New York State. And 60% of all fireworks injuries happen in the weeks immediately before and after the 4th of July. Fireworks are currently illegal in New York State, but many people bring them in from other states where they are legal for a backyard display on the 4th. It's these activities that concern the Firemen's Association. Gordon Kotar is a member of the association and a volunteer firefighter in Taunton for 3 decades, knows firsthand how these homemade displays can go bad.
I've tended to victims that have had lacerations. I had one gentleman 1 year that couldn't hear us. I don't know how he made out permanently. I had an eyesight injury, and I've also been at several fires over my career that were a direct result of fireworks.
Kotar says one of the biggest problems is that it's easy to pick up some pyrotechnics in nearby states where they're legal, but they're not necessarily well made.
The fireworks that you can obtain in neighboring states and bring back across the border and utilize are lower grade. They don't put out as good of a display. But they're also more dangerous because they're not made as safely and as well. You can't depend on the accuracy of the fuses and the explosive charges within.
This warning about dangerous fireworks also includes sparklers. What worries Kotars most about them is the fact that it's usually kids that are playing with the metal sticks that emit showers of sparks.
A sparkler burns at 1,600 degrees at the tip, and all it takes is just one little touch, you know, the kid is swirling this thing all around, and his little brother or whoever is standing next to him, and they get touched by it, and it's an instant burn injury, and usually third-degree burns.
The association is opposed to legislation in Albany that would legalize handheld sparklers and other kinds of novelty fireworks. So this holiday weekend, Kotar says, it's best to just leave the pyrotechnics to the professionals.
Go to the shows that you see advertised around town that are going to be at different venues. And that's the safest way. And it's also a better show.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.